Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I hope you guys are having a phenomenal Thursday. This week has moved by so quickly. There's no shortage of news stories, craziness, Joe Biden commencement addresses that really had a lot of people scratching their heads. But there was a story that I saw today, and it was by Breitbart News. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo unleashed in an exclusive Breitbart News interview a blistering critique of what he views as President Joe Biden's failed leadership of the United States. Obviously, Pompeo had plenty to work with for that interview. I mean, if you look at this story, it just goes and goes and goes. He is breaking down all of the issues with this new administration. Joining me now is Breitbart News Washington political editor Matt Boyle, frequent guest of the Grace Curley Show. Matt, thank you very much for joining me.
Grace, it's always a pleasure. Glad to talk to you again.
All right, Matt, so break this down for us. What, in your opinion, is Pompeo's biggest issue with the Biden administration right now?
Well, it's you know, there are multiple fronts, and there's a myriad crises that Biden has unleashed upon the United States and the world. He's destabilized the planet in just 100 days. We see, obviously, the instability in Israel, which is something that we did not see during the Trump administration. Let me be very clear. Hamas terrorists knew that there was a red line, and that if they started doing what they're doing right now, they would be decimated in 5 seconds by the United States military if they engaged in this type of behavior during the Trump administration, which is why we didn't see that during the Trump administration. Last time we saw something like this was back during the Obama administration, where we also saw the rise of the Islamic State. So what we're seeing is a weakness. And by the way, meanwhile, while while the Hamas terrorists are firing rockets into Israel and missiles by the thousands, the Biden administration is sitting at the table with the Islamic Republic of Iran in Geneva, trying to cut a new Iran deal, like the one that Obama cut back in the Obama administration.
Now, Matt, hold on there for a sec, because just for my audience and for myself, I mean, a lot of this stuff for you, it's I know you talk about it every single day, but break down for people, what is the connection here between Iran and Hamas, and why do people need to care about all of this?
Well, the Iranians fund Hamas. They give them weapons, they give them money, they give them resources. Not just Hamas, but they also back Hezbollah in Lebanon, right? So if a second front, a northern front, opens in this whole Israeli conflict, that's where it would come from. It's the Hezbollah. So Iran uses all of these different terrorist organizations, Hezbollah, Hamas, etc., as front groups and proxies for sowing instability through the region. So as soon as Biden takes his foot off the gas pedal, where we had it on Iran, we had Iran cornered during the Trump administration. They were weak. The sanctions were working. The maximum pressure strategy was working. And as soon as Biden starts going back to the table with the Iranians, what do? They go back to sowing instability in the region. So this is what happens. But again, the weakness from the Biden administration combined with, so on and so forth. So that's the first big thing that we're seeing on the world stage. In addition to that, we've also seen the Chinese Communist Party increase its spending on influence operations in the United States 500% during the Biden administration to record high levels, levels that they've never been at before, to try to buy off U.S. politicians. You saw this, one of the most infamous cases is Eric Swalwell with Fang Fang, but this is happening with mayors, congressmen, governors, local officials, city council officials all across the United States, universities, various other organizations, businesses, etc., are all being influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. So you've got that going on. So you've got the Middle East out of control. You've got the Chinese on the rise and sensing weakness from President Biden. We saw that on display in Anchorage, Alaska, where Secretary Blinken, Pompeo's successor, went and met with the Chinese Communist Party, and they rolled him, they laughed at him. It was such a disaster for the Biden administration. It just proves, look, Blinken's rhetoric has been decent with regard to China. He seems to understand the threat, but he wasn't able to back up the rhetoric in that first meeting, and so the Chinese rolled him. Then you've got the Russians on the rise as well. So they just ruled Biden on this whole Nord Stream 2 pipeline. That was one of the things I didn't even get to with Secretary Pompeo when we were able to talk to him about it.
Well, Matt, I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't get to it yesterday. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, nowadays with all these stories that come out and all the sound cuts, sometimes it's easy to move a story to the side. But that's a really big, big deal, and that's a big problem for us. And it kind of ties into this weakness you talk about from Joe Biden and how his bark is way more than his bite. Talk a little bit about that pipeline.
Yeah, so the Nord Stream 2 pipeline is a pipeline where the Russians are going to have a direct pipeline into Germany with natural gas. So they're going to control much of Europe's natural gas infrastructure with this whole pipeline. But the Trump administration had been blocking that pipeline and holding the Russians accountable. Biden just lifted the block and allowed the Russians to move forward. He is cozying up to Vladimir Putin. So all this talk that we heard that was fake during the Trump administration about Trump and Putin, that was all fake. What we now see is policies from the Biden administration that are weak in enabling the Russians, as well as enabling the Chinese Communist Party, as well as enabling our enemies in the Middle East. So you've got all these major, and then not to mention the fact that the Russians are Russian-aligned interests. We don't know exactly who was behind this whole colonial pipeline attack that led to a gas shortage here in the United States, where we saw the colonial pipeline hacked, and then they paid a ransom to the hackers of about $5 million worth of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, or the exact specifics are unsure. But the point here is that, again, weakness invites the challenges, all of these things. You've got all these major international crises that are now unfolding thanks to the change in administration and the weak policies from the Biden administration that Pompeo is talking about. But then you also have a series of domestic crises as well, and they all kind of connect into these domestic things that are going on. So you've got gas shortages as well because of the Keystone XL pipeline getting shut down, the Colonial Pipeline hack and attack. That's essentially a terrorist attack where they paid the terrorists. Then you've got the ban on drilling and natural gas exploration on federal lands. That is also leading to energy shortages, gas lines, and
Gas Matt, prices. That's what I was going to say to you is that it all seems to connect to our energy interests and what a lot of people failed to realize during the Donald Trump administration because they were so focused on the mean tweets were that we were energy independent. And it seems like Biden is going out of his way to reverse that. And then people act surprised when the gas prices are high and, you know, things are getting hacked. But when you talk about China, when you talk about Russia, when you talk about Iran, it does all seem to come back to energy.
Everything's about energy. Energy is economic power. So we had energy independence for the first time in generations during the Trump administration, thanks to the policies that President Trump put forward with regard to foreign policy in the Middle East, et cetera, dealing with the rest of the world, as well as our domestic energy policies that he did. He tapped into our vast natural resources that the left wants to squander, and we're now seeing that play out in real life. And again, your high energy bills, your gas bills, et cetera, and thank Joe Biden for the increases that you're seeing. When you pay more at the pump, it's his fault. It's the Democrats in Washington, their fault. It's their policies that did this. And that's the kind of the point that Secretary Pompeo is making. We saw half the Eastern Seaboard you know, a bunch of gas stations running out of gas just a couple weeks ago, a week or so ago. Why'd that happen? Again, it was Joe Biden's policies that led to the gas shortages and the mass hikes in prices. I mean, it's $3 or so at the pump, depending on where you are in the country, maybe even more than that.
But it also, Matt, it also drives me crazy, because the part of it that drives me crazy is they're so focused on the Green New Deal. They're so focused on kind of kneecapping themselves to prove that they're woke and they're green. And meanwhile, these other countries, they don't give a bleep about any of this stuff. They're going to keep doing what they can do to make money and to get power. And meanwhile, we're over here, you know, telling everyone how woke and green we are. And it doesn't really matter in the long run if China's going to do what they want anyway.
Right. And so this is another thing. So Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Accords, and the biggest person clapping for that is the Chinese Communist Party, right? Like, the loudest voice in the room cheering the United States doing that was Xi Jinping. That was one of the points that Secretary Pompeo made in this interview with me, is, you know, he's like, look, the Chinese are laughing all the way to the bank because of this. And they're giving us the golf clap as Biden is undermining the United States on this, because if you think the Chinese are going to agree to the terms that we've agreed to under this whole Paris Climate Accord, you got another thing coming, right? Like, I mean, of course they're not. So you've got all of that going on. So, and then you've got layered on top of it another major domestic crisis, which is this whole economic situation. So you've got rising inflation across the board, and then you've got a jobs collapse in April. So what we saw in April, thanks to these mass government benefits in large part that the government is handing out, thanks to the Biden administration, the Democrat policies here, where they extended this unemployment insurance, is that you've got this system set up where it's people are getting paid more to stay home than they would to go to work. So the incentive structure is set up such that there are plenty of Americans out there who would love to work. There are plenty of jobs out there for them to take, but they're not taking the jobs and they're not filling the jobs. And we saw that with the mass drop off in April jobs numbers, where Biden's been wrecking the economy that was handed to him by President Trump. So you've got all of these major international and domestic crises. And by the way, we didn't even get to the border.
I was just going to say, Matt, you're leaving out a big one, the crisis at the border.
Yes.
I know. And you know what, Matt, I'm going to tell people right now is that Matt is not going to have time to get to all of this, because Joe Biden, you got to give him credit. He's managed to do a lot of damage in a short amount of time. But if you want to read this interview with Mike Pompeo, it's fabulous. And it's by Matt Boyle from Breitbart. You can go to Breitbart.com. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. And we hope to have you on again soon. We'll get to the other half of this interview the next time you come on.
Yeah, sure thing. Anytime.
Oh my gosh, just hearing all those issues makes your skin crawl a little bit. Sometimes you forget until you have somebody who can break them all down. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. I'm holding it up right now. It's the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. So I was talking to the mail manager today, and she says to me, she was driving in, and she said, Grace, it's waves of pollen. The pollen is just everywhere. And I don't really have a problem with allergies, not to brag, but Jared has enough problems for the both of us.
Yes, and you can see it in the air. That's how bad it is. And, you know, if you open your windows, all of a sudden you come in, whatever, you know, if you have a piece of furniture in front of there, it's coated in that yellow dust, and it's terrible. You get the scratchy throat, your eyes start to water, you get all stuffed up. But if you have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, you don't have to worry about that, because you just plug it in, you turn it on, you just plug it into a regular outlet, and you turn it on, and in minutes, it starts to clean the air around you. It actually gets rid of it, ionizes, and creates super oxygen, and just breaks apart pollens, allergens, viruses.
Smells,
anything that's, you know, pollutants, anything in the air that you don't want to deal with, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm takes care of.
And right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE, and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE at checkout. When we get back, we have our worst Twitter take of the day. And I saw an Instagram video. We're talking a lot about energy right now and pipelines and gas. And there's a really funny video going around that I'm going to play for you guys. So more fun on the way. We got through all the heavy stuff. We're going to have some fun for the rest of the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
All right. This week has been some of the best Grace's goodies that we have. And you guys are going to understand why. This is one of my favorite places to go. I don't even have to tell you what it is, but I will. We have a Grace's goodies right now for the Fallens Be In.
So you're looking for a deal and you want to make it real.
A money-saving deal.
It's Grace's goodies.
Goodies.
All right, you guys know how much I love the Fallens Be In. I have been there with my fiance. I have been there with my sister. My parents have been there. They're going back very soon. I mean, this place gets the Curley stamp of approval. Dennis, the innkeeper, joins me now. Thank you for coming on the show, Dennis.
Thank you for having me. It's great to talk to you again.
All right, Dennis, so if people go to gracecurlyshow.com, while supplies last, that is the key because I don't want to get in trouble, you can purchase a one-night stay. These stays are valued at $200, but for my listeners and for people who partake in Grace's goodies, they will get this stay for just $100. Now, let's tell them a little bit about the Fallens Be In. I know you guys have 17 unique historic guest rooms, each with a private bath, but tell people what else they can do when they get to the Fallens Be.
Well, let me just say, as we're starting to warm up, every room has an air conditioner as well, so they're all air conditioned. But the weather's beautiful now. I've actually had guests go swimming in Kezar Lake already, although it's a bit cold for me. These were some hardy fellows. So they were swimming this weekend. The canoes and kayaks are out. I should have my dock put in this weekend. So the boating will be available, and of course there's always the hiking, and there's the local towns to visit with some fabulous restaurants.
Yes, so the Fallens Be In is located on Kezar Lake in New Hampshire. It's a beautiful spot to be. There's beautiful homes all around. If you just like to walk, that was my favorite thing to do when I go to the Fallens Be, is just to take a really nice long walk. It's a beautiful spot. But Dennis, you know what we have to get to, because my world revolves around food, and the Fallens Be In has delicious breakfast. You are the cook. You're from New Orleans. Tell people what you usually make for breakfast.
Well, there's not a real usual, except on weekends when I'm very crowded. I do pick particular dishes that are good for big crowds. So on Sundays, I typically have blueberry waffles, and I've just started doing, in combination with that, grits and griots and baked cheese grits. And grits and griots is a famous New Orleans dish. To me, it's right up there with chicken and sausage gumbo. It's so delicious, and you mix that with the grits, and it's just delicious. So that's my Sundays. Saturdays, I'll typically do a hash, either a bacon cheddar hash with poached eggs or a corned beef hash with poached eggs and hollandaise. And from there, I do many dishes. I just started doing a dish with creamed scrambled eggs and lobster. But the lobster is done in a style that mimics crawfish etouffee, which is another great Louisiana dish. So it's kind of a lobster etouffee with eggs, and it is really good. The guests have really loved that dish.
That sounds, my mouth is watering right now. All right, guys, you want to go to gracecurlyshow.com to grab this Grace's goodies before they run out. I'm going to warn people again. Once Howie Carr announces this later on in his show, they're done for. So I would act now. Dennis, also, just so people know this, you have 10 rooms still available for Father's Day. Is that correct?
That is correct. Weekends are starting to fill up, but I do have 10 rooms available for Father's Day.
So I have officially been to the Fallens Be in the winter, in the fall, but I think this summer I'm going to have to try it out in the summer, because I need to see that lake in action. I love a nice dip in a lake, especially a nice cold, fresh lake. So guys, if you want to hop onto this, gracecurlyshow.com. Again, these are gift certificates for $100. You get a one-night stay, only cost you $100, but it's valued at $200. So that is 50% off. I think these are going to go very fast. So get yourself to gracecurlyshow.com. Dennis, thank you so much for joining the show. I hope to see you very soon.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
All right, guys. When we get back, it's the worst Twitter take of the day, brought to you by Keith Olbermann. Don't go anywhere.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
All right, so we're going to talk about the Cuomo brothers at 2:05 when we have Joe Borelli, New York City councilman, on the show. But I should give you an update that Cuomo family received priority COVID testing. We knew about this for a while. I mean, they had state troopers driving their swabs from one part of New York to the Hamptons. So that's not a huge surprise. But Jared just gave me a new update.
Well, I guess part of it now is why that's back in the news is even after it was reported and it came out that they did it, he continued to do it even after being caught prioritizing things for his family, which is kind of the new twist on...
Even
after we knew he was prioritizing it, he was just like, meh, whatever, I'll still keep doing it.
Now, here's a question, and maybe I don't get it, but there seems to be this obsession with testing. Like, people want, I'll be perfectly honest, I've never been tested for COVID. I've never had any interest in getting tested. I understand someone's sick, they're afraid they're going to give it to their grandparents, whatever, you get tested. But I read the other day that Bill Maher has been vaccinated and then he tested positive for COVID. What's up with the constant testing? Like, once you're vaccinated, isn't that good? What am I missing?
Apparently, if you, because a lot of people, including a bunch of New York Yankees last week, actually got COVID after also being vaccinated. So I guess if you have the symptoms and you test for it, testing is big if you have the symptoms,
But why?
I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know why.
I never even understood it from the beginning. Someone would say to me, oh, I got tested for COVID, so you might want to get tested. Or like somebody would say something. What's this thing? It seems like a lot of people are hypochondriacs and they just want to keep getting tested for it until they get told that they have it. I'm sure people are going to get mad at me for saying that, but that's just something I've been thinking about for a long time. Because people would get tested, they would get it, and they would start a panic. And then you'd say, oh, were you really sick? Oh, no, I barely had any symptoms. Then why are you going in and getting tested for it? I'm just confused by that. You know what? We'll open up the phone lines. Maybe someone can explain it to me. I'm always opened to these ideas and for people to explain their opinions. Chris Cuomo took part in strategy calls advising his brother, the New York governor, on how to respond to sexual harassment allegations. I was just talking to my VIP about how I'm not an expert on a lot of things, but it seems like the Cuomos have a problem where they think they're experts on everything. Because if I'm sitting there with an issue like Andrew Cuomo has, I don't think I go to my little brother, Fredo, for advice on how to handle sexual harassment allegations.
Well, the funny thing about that is, remember when CNN was not talking about Andrew Cuomo and the allegations at all, and Fredo had this to say.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so.
By extensively, he means they write the occasional piece and they put it at the very bottom of the website where you can barely see it. That's what he means by extensively, just in case you couldn't translate that.
Yes, but I'm so glad they avoided the conflict of interest by not having him talking about it when he was, in fact, talking about it and strategizing.
He was advising.
With his brother.
He shouldn't be advising people on anything. He shouldn't be advising people on anything except for how to get in fights with random people on the street and threaten to throw you down the stairs. That's his expertise.
Also riding fat tire bikes.
He doesn't ride them. He fights with people who rides them. Ah, this guy.
I don't know what I like more. The Cuomo fall from grace times two. The Fauci fall from grace.
The Chrissy Teigen fall from grace.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent on her, but I mean, it's glorious to watch.
That makes me happy. I mean, she canceled so many people in her day, and now she's getting canceled. She hated Donald Trump and Melania because he was the most evil person in the world, and now it turns out she's not that nice either. Huh. I like all of these just because I'm so sick of people trying to make me feel like, because of my politics or how I feel, my common sense reactions to things, that I'm a bad person, that I'm not as virtuous or as sanctimonious as them. And it turns out They're all terrible. They're all bad people. So keep getting your advice from your little bro. They should be calling their ma. I'm sure she's not. Her name's not getting tossed around as much anymore. Remember, that was like the big thing. Speaking of, we're 1 year. This is the 1 year anniversary from the time that the Smothers Brothers, the comedy Cuomo duo, did the cotton swab up the nose routine SNL type sketch on Chris Cuomo's show. We have the sound, cringeworthy. Play it, Jared.
Is it true that this was the swab that the nurse was actually using on you, and that at first it went into your nose and disappeared, so that in scale, this was the actual swab that was being used to fit up that double barrel shotgun that you have mounted on the front of your pretty face?
I can excuse a lot of things if they're humorous. But their nonsense that they did night after night wasn't even funny. And I would see these people like Chelsea Handler would post it and be like, oh, this is just Anna Navarro. This is just the lightness we need. We needed some you know, levity to the situation. Do you find this funny?
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
All right, now speaking of hotheads, I wanted to introduce this new segment. There's usually one person who goes on Twitter on a daily basis and makes a fool of themselves. And I don't know what we're going to call this, maybe the bad Twitter take of the day. But let's do this thing.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
All right, so this guy, Brent Share. He writes for Free Beacon, I believe. Great website. And he posted, breaking exclusive. Multiple sources confirm AOC owns a Tesla, parked it illegally in front of the Whole Foods connected to her luxury apartment building. I do find that interesting because Tesla is a very expensive car. I know it's electric, whatever, Elon Musk, but it's, yeah, the people I know who own Teslas are fancy, fancy people. And so AOC has one. Good for her. So this guy tweets this out. Keith Olbermann, who I'm convinced is just a wild man because every tweet is more and more unhinged, tweets back at this guy. Now, keep in mind a little setup. This guy, Brent, has his profile picture is him and his little baby. He's holding his baby and they're smiling at the camera. This is what Keith Olbermann writes back. So AOC has a Tesla. Cool. You better get one too, bleep. Or that kid in your avatar picture who you don't actually give a bleep about will be living in a world where it's 120 degrees in South Carolina in the summer thanks to your stupidity and wastefulness of natural resources. I bet you don't even remember what the original tweet was because of that overreaction.
That escalated quickly.
That escalated very quickly. The tweet was, AOC has a Tesla and parked it illegally in front of a Whole Foods. Keith Olbermann goes on a rant. So this guy responds back and goes, I'm proud of my baby boy for being attacked by Keith Olbermann before age one. And I just want to say, congrats. That is an accomplishment of sorts. I mean, this guy is just out of his mind.
Out! Out!
Now, speaking of, you know, just the media right now, the Republicans are pouncing again. We are pouncing. We are seizing. And as usual, the story is not about the Democrats and all of the issues they're dealing with or creating. You know, either way you want to say it. This is The Hill's headline. Republicans have pounced on unexpectedly high inflation readings and a disappointing jobs report for April, arguing they are the products of an overzealous government response that could kneecap the economy. When does the story, and I've seen journalists bring this up, so I don't want to take credit for it, but when does the story become about the Democrats? If the Democrats do something wrong or make a bad policy decision or say something stupid or, you know, create a fake narrative, or create a fake hate crime. The story is always the Republicans' reaction to that mistake or fake news story or whatever it is. When Republicans do something wrong, a la Ted Cruz, the story is Ted Cruz going to Cancun when he should have been helping the people of his state. That was the story. It wasn't Democrats pounce on Ted Cruz. It wasn't Democrats seize on Ted Cruz. But when something happens like you expect a million jobs and you only get 266,000, the story isn't the jobs report. The story is Grace Curley pounces on low job numbers. Do you see the issue? You know who said this best? AOC once said to Anderson Cooper, "They're missing the forest for the trees." That always stuck with me. I'm starting to feel that way about the mainstream media. They are missing the forest for the trees. We have a lot more to get to. Unemployment claims continue to fall. Now, this is good news, but you know why they're starting to fall? Because certain states are slashing the extra benefits. And I've had listeners weigh in on this, and everyone has kind of different takes on it. Some people are annoyed because now people are saying, all right, if you go back to work, we'll give you a bonus for going back to work. And I had a guy call in yesterday and say, well, I never stopped going to work, so why don't I get a bonus? I understand that thought process, but at some point, we got to incentivize people to get. I'd rather people get money for coming in and getting a job than for sitting on the couch. So I am happy about that. We're going to open up the phone lines. We'll talk to you guys about any of this. Keith Olbermann, unemployment, pouncing, seizing, whatever you want. 844-500-4242. Now, I just talked about this for Grace's Goodies, so I'm excited to read this for you guys. Spring is in the air. And if you love springtime, if you love the fresh air, if you love a beautiful spot, then you want to get yourself to the Follansbee Inn. After a long, dreary, depressing winter, you need a stay at the Follansbee Inn on the shores of Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. I just talked to Dennis and gave you guys the rundown. It's my favorite lakeside getaway. I've been there with my family, with my fiance. We all love it. A lot of my family members are going back. Did you say we only have 10 left? Okay, we only have 10 left of these, so make sure you get to gracecurlyshow.com and get your hands on this. These are really great Grace's Goodies, and what you want to do, if you just want to check out Follansbee, go to follansbeein.com. It's spelled F-O-L-L-A-N-S-B-E-E, follansbeein.com. It's a beautiful spot. They have 17 historic guest rooms. They each have their own private bath. I'm glad Dennis mentioned the air conditioning, because a lot of people do ask me that. They're like, yeah, I want to go to the Follansbee, but do they have air conditioning? They do. So if that's what you're on the fence about, they have air conditioning. It's a beautiful spot right on the lake. The food is amazing. Dennis is a great cook. Bring the whole family. You'll have so much fun. Follansbeein.com. Also go to gracecurlyshow.com to get a great deal, 50% off. We will be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
I think Fauci did another change-up yesterday. He was like, oh, the CDC mask thing. He flips so fast. And it's becoming, I think for everyone, it's becoming clear that he's just changing based off the wind. Like, he doesn't go based off anything else. And I'll be interested to see how this plays out. I would love to see a fall from grace a la Andrew Cuomo. Not saying he's done anything as bad as Andrew Cuomo, but I would like to see him have to answer for some things.
Well, look quickly, because he's not going to fall far.
Okay, you got your hype joke in for the day, Jared. He likes to pick on Dr. Fauci's height. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com or call them today at 800-521-0111. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
How will you trigger Charlie Baker this summer? Will you be familiar with people? Will you not play by the rules? Will you not be a team player? Or will you play basketball?
I'm switching it up. I'm going to play basketball.
3% of the audience say they're going to play basketball. Not play by the rules is still in the lead at 59%. Second place at 21% is not be a team player. And only 17% say they will be familiar with people.
Bunch of rule breakers, bunch of Joe Bidens out there. Speaking of, obviously, Joe Biden's speech from yesterday got a lot of play. He had like a Jeb Bush moment where he got mad at the audience for not laughing at his joke.
Please clap.
But he didn't say please. I just want to emphasize that because Jeb Bush got a lot of heat. He was polite. He asked nicely for them to clap and they kind of did. Joe gets a lot more angry. He just, you know, lashes out. But it was interesting because online they had a cut of Ronald Reagan around the same age as Joe Biden. I think almost exactly 78, 79, giving the same line at a commencement speech. But just see if you can catch the difference in how these two men deliver the line. Cut 17.
My Coast Guard aides have been excellent. One of them taught me that, and I quote, "The Coast Guard is that hard nucleus about which the Navy forms in time of war."
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, "the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war." You are quite, you're a really dull class.
It's so sad because you know he watched that video and thought, oh, I'm going to get that boisterous applause from the audience. And do you hear what happened with the transcript?
So, hang on a second. So, I thought he stole that from Cheney. So, did Cheney steal it from Reagan?
I think it's just saying with the Coast Guard.
Oh, okay.
Like, that must be
all
something
right.
They say. And so, Cheney's version of it was, I think the Navy would have something to say about that. You know, the rivalry. Oh, I think the Navy would, you know, have something.
Right.
And that got laughs. I think Ronald Reagan, people just loved him and they felt like, oh, wow, this is great. He got it perfectly. And then Biden tried to do a mix of both. The interesting part is that the White House had a subtle edit of this speech. Jared, I'm going to test you. I'm going to see if you can figure out what this edit is. All right. So it says, I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, "the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war." Laughter. "You are a quiet, you're a really dull class." Laughter. "I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you?" Laughter.
Is it the laughter that they edited into it?
I didn't hear the laughter. That seems like it was a little bit of, they took some artistic freedom with this speech.
Now I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, "the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war." You are quite.
Didn't hear any laughter at all, as it turns out.
He just completely panics, too.
You're a really dull class.
There was
come
laughter.
Come on, man. Is the sun getting to you?
Oh, boy. But I don't want to focus too much on that because there was a video that did actually make me laugh. I saw this on TikTok. And I just want to play it. I think some of these videos are worth people hearing because I know not everyone's on these apps. Cut 21. This is a guy. He's talking about the pipeline. You can tell he's a worker for one of the big pipelines. Cut 21.
So one pipeline shuts down and now you need gas. I remember when you said, we don't need a pipeline. Well, you don't need gas. Walk, you stupid mother.
We did say that we didn't need pipelines. Remember, we were all going to operate on wind. How times have changed. We'll be back with Joe Borelli. We're talking Andrew Cuomo. Don't go anywhere.